back here on the Mighty 690 at 8:41, and it is time for an update from Coffeyville's Reawakening, and we are joined by Denise York this morning. Good morning, Denise. How you doing?
Good morning, James. Great.
Hey, good deal. Good deal. It's a lot of stuff happening here this spring. So
there are.
Yeah. I like it.
Before I get started on my stuff, mm-hmm. I wanted to just compliment you guys on the weather programming.
Oh, thank you.
You know, when it gets that really bad weather, I mean, I've been turning KGGF, and you keep me up to date.
Good.
So it's great to have something local.
Absolutely. You know, no one else is covering this area like we are. I mean, we're aiming to be the best severe weather station in the state of Kansas. I think we're already
I think you're working on our way. So congratulations
thank you.
To you and Matt.
9.5 hours, by the way, on Saturday.
Wow.
That went all the way to 1 o'clock.
Wow.
So we had 8 people here for you a couple days ago, too.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I was mm-hmm. hearing everybody going on. I kept thinking maybe they need some food down there.
Oh, yeah. You know, actually, 3 people texted us about food, but thankfully, okay. Sugar Lumps brought some food in, so that was good.
Well, great.
So,
yeah, so Matt's, I mean, it's a service that we've needed, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're not watching a radio or a TV station in Tulsa that's talking about, you know.
They're not going to cover us like, you know, a hometown is, you know, because they got Tulsa. Because, too, you know, if you think about the TV, they're really going to be focused mainly on Tulsa. Because, you know, if they start focusing on stuff up here, the people in Tulsa will be like, what the heck are you talking about? Is there a tornado here? No.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to understand, you know, their situation.
So we're glad you're here.
Well, good
and that's
deal.
Great. So.
And I like your Cadillac Ranch shirt.
Oh.
I didn't know they sold shirts.
Oh, there's a whole t-shirt shop down there.
See, so. I like, yeah. I think I drove by that, but yeah, I never saw.
And they're selling spray paint for like $8 a can. They are breaking in some bucks down there.
Oh, I bet they are. Good grief.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay, back to business here. So I wanted to start in about the Midland. We've had front of house opened up, a very successful open house, and we've got backstage work going on. So that being said, we are renting, front of house, like the lobby, the ballroom. So if anybody is interested for reunions or anything like that, you need to contact Daryl Harbaugh at 620-515-0579, or you can email info@historicmidlandtheater.com, and our Facebook page is Midland Coffeyville. So, well, you've been in it. I mean, a lot of work going on.
And didn't you have, there's been some events there
we have,
recently.
Yes, the MAC had their after business deal going on there, and then the Chamber.
Did they have the Women in Business thing there?
Yeah. They didn't, it was somewhere else, but then they had a reception afterwards up in the ballroom.
Great.
So, with reunions coming up, and everything we've got going on, it's a great space. It's limited, not the auditorium, but hopefully soon we'll have that open and going. So we're working on grants and fundraisers, may have some tax credits available later on. So trying to figure out our programming and movies right now. We're not real sure what we're doing yet, but we're putting it together.
And as far as that, they're talking about outdoor movies here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Outdoor movies or somewhere else. Mm-hmm. We don't know. There's a lot of talk. So.
Sure.
But stay tuned for all that. And then Reawakening and Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. This is Kansas Bike Month, so all of our bikes that we have downtown and everything, you can ride for 31 days for free in May. So there is a promo code BIKE2024 that you put in when you, and that comes through CanCycle. So when you come up to the bikes, there's some signs up there. You can put the promo code. So
yeah, but then you scan it like with your phone or whatever, and you just put it in.
Yeah, and then you'll have to set up an account, and then it'll unlock the bikes for you. But you can ride free, and it's a great promo, to get out and get some exercise and try out our bikes. So
absolutely.
What else we got going on? A lot of grants in the work. The UP Park. The city's working on the electrical right now, so we'll have food trucks and concerts and things there. I don't know if you've we've got a grant going on for murals also, landscaping designs in the works, and then the musical instruments. So they were put in. We want to thank the City of Coffeyville and Public Work Crew for getting that done for us, and hopefully our guest here today might be able to give us a concert on those soon.
There you go.
Talk about that in a minute. But Still looking for a caboose. We've got another project that we're working on, Coffeyville bricks. So collecting some of those and putting them in down there. So, you know, we'll have a whole history of that going on. And other than that, right there, I mean, summer celebration and then bingo next week we can talk about, but it's a lot going on.
Yeah, that sure is. And then, of course, you got your guest here in the studio, Dr. Yep. Wiggins, joining us once again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Hey, doing well. So awesome. I know you got an event coming up here pretty quick.
Well, we have, like Denise, there's always something coming up. This Saturday, we have the Drum Fest. Is that what you're talking about?
That's right.
Okay. And there'll be about 50 drummers in town. So
it might be kind of loud over there.
it will be. It will be. Yeah, I think they all should come in early and go to the park and play on those instruments.
Or get maybe warmed up.
After the concert. No, that'd be fun. Something fun. There's groups like Stomp that play those type of instruments, you know. And, you know, Denise, I think it'd be fun to put a little ensemble together next year.
I think we need to.
Down there. That'd be really good
experience. So where's the Drum Fest?
Okay. Yeah, so the Drum Fest is at Spencer Rounds. The main concert is at 2 o'clock. And we split all 50 kids up into three different groups. We'll be in the band room, the choir room, and Spencer Rounds rehearsing all day. And then we're all going to have lunch. And let's see. All 50 people will learn a cadence, one cadence together, and end with that. So it'll be a 50-piece, you know, drum cadence. It'll be loud. Bring your earplugs.
So are you filled up? I mean, do you have space for others?
Well, I got a registration last night, and I don't want to turn anybody away, but it's getting pretty tight, you know, because we have to get all the instruments, you know.
Right.
That's another
So you just
hole.
Can't drop in?
Well, that day, if you come by and talk to me, we might find a place for you. You know,
okay.
If you want to come, Denise.
No. Might come watch, but that's going to be it.
Good Coffeyville Community College event. You know, we'll be all over the place, covering the whole campus and giving the college good exposure with that many students.
Well, that's great. It's a great opportunity for students. But if folks want to come watch the actual proceeding, the concert there at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, yes.
And that's going to be at Spencer Rounds.
At Spencer Rounds Theater.
Great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I have other things to talk
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we want to hear about Memorial Day. Thanks coming up. So.
Well, yeah. And also the college, you know, supports the community band too. And so we're trying to put together, the main goal was to get the flags up at the cemetery, you know, because that hadn't happened for over a few years. So I had a good opportunity to work with the VFW. And they're rallying their troops, and so on Memorial Day we should have I can't remember what they're called, the firing squad.
It's not the honor guard, is it?
But yeah, that could
is
be
it. The honor guard.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
A little bit different than the firing squad.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, firing. Yeah,
they're gonna do a salute. You know,
yeah.
Okay, misstep there on that.
We know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're going to have some guys come up and reenact Iwo Jima, the folding of the hands. Of course, the band will be there. And we've been confirmed on a flyover, and that'll be all of that starts at 10 a.m. So the band will play a concert, fly over at 10 a.m., and then, the radio station will be there,
yes,
too.
Yes, we'll be broadcasting everything live.
Yeah, and I've been all over the place, to the city, to the college, and the Chamber of Commerce, and the Midland Board, trying to get people to help. I guess they're going to commence setting up the flags at 7 a.m. on Saturday,
okay.
On that day. And we just need all hands on deck for that.
So people could show up to the cemetery there to help out?
At Fairview Cemetery. Now, this is at the cemetery, not downtown.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah. We want to make sure that that's a good positive experience for the city, you know, and I think it'll be a pretty cool experience. Maybe the flyover will blow out your ears on your headset or something.
That's right.
Yeah. And everybody will bring chairs, you know. I've looked at the weather, you know, don't know, but I mean, this far out.
They have no idea this far
well,
out.
Well, they do have some kind of prediction.
They pretend, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like it's going to be, you know. No rain or anything like that.
Good. Well, that would be good. Yes. It was the weather wasn't bad last year.
It was nice last year. Yeah. So it's a great, it'll be a wonderful community event. And everybody, and as far as I can tell, all the groups are trying to jump on board and really make it something awesome for our community.
Yeah. So are you still needing groups to come help at 7?
Yes.
Are you still looking
anybody
for
that wants to show up at 7 a.m. on Memorial Day? Yeah, didn't the
do
Midland...
Do they need to call anybody ahead of time and let
no.
them know that they...
Okay. No. Well, there can't be enough people. The Midland Board, they're all going to be there, right? They're all going to... You know,
I'm not going to speak for the whole board. I'll be there. But.
Well, the reality of it is they have 1,400 flags.
It's a lot. Okay. Yeah.
And I don't know if we're going to put them all up, but we do want to cover, you know, the streets and the drive areas.
It's very impressive when they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll try to enlist anyone who's not working here on Saturday to stop on by.
Well, Chris will be playing tuba.
Good. You know, that's
so,
good.
That'll be good.
That's excellent. That'll be fantastic.
What was there? Was something else. What was the other thing?
Let's see. Summer Celebration? Is that it? Well, that's
no,
coming up.
Just
kind of a coming up
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, Gail's out talking it up and, you know, just looking for sponsors and stuff. And
we need, I know Gail's maybe listening. We need to call in or have you answer. So that
We were planning on bringing him on, but I think he always comes on separately. And
yeah, he usually, he does some good PR. So.
Yeah, and I always forget to mention, if you would like to come and play in the band with tuba player Chris,
mm-hmm.
You're welcome to come.
That's right.
Yeah, we have, there's several people from the community that participate and then from the surrounding area also.
Yeah.
But yeah, come enjoy that. We'll have a rehearsal on May 22nd. And the 23rd, and I'll be sending that schedule out here.
Any other instruments in particular that you're especially looking for the band?
Yes, woodwinds. You like clarinets, saxophones, flutes.
Yeah.
Those people are always important. For some reason, we always end up with a lot of trumpets, trombones, and and tubas and drums. You know, I guess we could go to war or something.
Yeah, we could have a big march.
Yeah, but yeah, woodwinds are important to the concert band.
Excellent. Well, that is fantastic. Lots of good stuff coming up here. And you already kind of touched a little bit on Summer Celebration. That'll be on the way after the 4th, of course.
Coffeeville Reawakening is going to sponsor the Kitty Parade again, and then we'll have the VIP booth. Still trying to figure out if we're going to auction it like
did
last
year.
Oh,
yeah, that
was fun. It was fun, so we've got to figure out how we're going to deal with that one this year. And I know Gail's looking for, you know, sponsors and volunteers, so time's coming.
There is a concert tonight at Spencer Rounds. It's a choir concert, combination choir band. We're doing just some drumline things, but yeah, that's happening at 7 o'clock tonight, Spencer Rounds.
Okay.
They're doing, like, I think a lot of Broadway stuff. It's a, you know, kind of a show review type thing with a lot of different variety of Broadway pieces.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. And that's quite a few updates here. Anything else we can think of?
No, there's just a lot
going on.
It seems like grants and stuff, we're just waiting to see if we are approved for those, and we'll have a lot of announcements, hopefully.
Excellent. And then Cedar Bluff Bingo, he said, on the way.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's going to be here...
Next Thursday?
Next Thursday, yes. Yeah, that'd be the second Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, Denise and Dr. Wiggins, appreciate you both coming by here this morning.
Thanks for your support, James.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very, very excited for everything coming up, including we do have Open Line just a few minutes away here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.